You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Retail is in some trouble, you may have heard, and stores that rely on people coming into physical locations to shop for clothes are especially hurting. Macy's, Abercrombie & Fitch, The Limited, American Apparel, just a few retailers that have been closing stores recently. One reason, of course, is online shopping, but it's not always easy to buy clothes online. So companies are turning to technology to make shopping better and more futuristic. Two of those companies recently partnered up to use new virtual and augmented reality technology combined with a virtual map of your actual body to let you try on clothes in the digital world. That could happen either in stores or even at home. Bold Metrics is one of the companies involved. Co-founder and COO Morgan Linton told us how the tech will work. Morgan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start at the top with the easy stuff. What does Bold Metrics do?
Yeah, so at Bold Metrics, we've built an AI technology built upon one of the largest data warehouses of human body measurements, which means we can ask some very simple questions for consumers, things like their height, their weight, their age, their shoe size. And if they can answer those questions, we can actually predict over 90 body measurements at literally a higher level of accuracy than you could probably measure yourself.
And where does all that data come from, like TSA scanners?
No, you know, I wish we could get that data. And a lot of people have said, you should get data from the TSA. Something tells me they may not be the most interested in sharing that data with us. So we're partnering with private companies that have body scanners in gyms or in shopping malls, research institutions that actually run very large representative studies in particular countries. So we have actually like geographic body distributions for North America and Europe and other parts of the world. But then once you get the data, you have to align it. So we actually have three PhD data scientists on our team that work to take that data in, align the data sets together to be able to feed into the ML algorithms we have.
And then tell us about this new partnership then with Morph 3D and
how
you're
really,
using
really that. Excited about this. So they can make very realistic humanoid avatars. You know, if you have an avatar that you create, a shopper or a consumer that's using our technology can literally just answer our standard question set. And it instantly generates an avatar that's a true-to-life avatar. So then if you see clothing on that avatar is sitting on a couch or sitting in a car or trying a golf club, all those will be to scale. So you could actually buy things in AR or VR.
And so, I don't know how old you are, but I grew up with a show called Gem and the Holograms, where she basically just had an infinite holographic closet. And when I hear you talk, that's what I'm thinking, and I'm stoked. Is this my Gem and the Holograms, like, this is my closet come to life?
Yes. You know, that future, which seemed so far off, really is getting incredibly close right now. The technology has come very far in the last 3 to 5 years. And, you know, we see a world where you'll be able to sit in your living room and try on 20 or 30 different outfits and then literally speak to a HoloLens or a similar AR device and say, buy this outfit. And the next day it could show up at your doorstep without ever looking at a size chart or having to wonder, hey, what size am I in this?
But so talk about the barriers to adoption for commerce. I mean, for one thing, you'd have to get stores to adopt the technology top to bottom, right? Which sounds non-trivial. And or you'd have to get consumers to all have a HoloLens. It sounds like, although I'm excited about my job in the holograms closet, it actually doesn't sound that close.
Yeah. So, no, it's a very good point. So we're definitely not there yet. These are the early days, and the solutions we're providing are going to be used in store. So that shoppers can come in and try on. You know, if you think about it, if you were to go to, say, a large apparel store or a large furniture store and you wanted to try, you know, 20 or 30 different outfits or 20 or 30 different couches, that's a time-consuming thing. In an augmented reality world, you can do that in 3 or 4 minutes, but it has to all be set up in the store. And right now it is very new, very much in kind of its early stages. But for consumer adoption, it's probably going to come once these are shipping with the smartphones themselves.
All right, Morgan, I'm waiting for my holographic closet. Morgan Linton is co-founder and COO of Bold Metrics. Thank you so much.
Getting closer by the day. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.